Last Word on Today FM.
Our money man, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. And there's a Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland survey, which is linked to insurance, but I think it has bigger implications. Start with, though, what it says about the cost to rebuild your home that you need insurance cover for in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, Matt, this is important for your insurance. The cost of rebuilding your home is up about 6% in the last year. Now, that's not as high as the previous year, where it was 12%. But if you go back over 5 years, the cost, rebuilding costs for a home are up 54%. 54%. It's enormous. So, look, this means you need to be reviewing what's called a sum insured on your home insurance. Your home insurance is made up of two things. The contents, that's like, you know, your expensive stereo or whatever, your TV and whatever else, and any jewellery. But the sum insured is the rebuilding costs. And look, that's reflected in, even if you have to have a small job done, if your rebuilding costs don't fully reflect the cost of fully rebuilding that house, they'll only give you a portion of then if you make a claim.
So you might get a massive bill, but your actual insurance will only pay you maybe 70% of what it costs to actually do the rebuild.
Exactly. And people get confused about this. They think it's got to do with the value of the home. It's nothing to do with that. It's just about what it would cost if that house was destroyed and it had to be rebuilt, the site had to be cleared. You have the site, but you have to rebuild it. Supposing you rebuild, you've only covered 50% of the full rebuild cost of that. But you don't have to rebuild the house. Maybe the kitchen has had an electrical fault or a flood. But you're only covered for 50%.
Of that, they do an apportionment.
If it's 100 grand to do fix that job, you're only going to get 50,000 of it. You're going to have to stump up the rest yourself. It's called the average clause. It's an absolute killer. So people need to be very careful about this. The central bank has written to all the insurance companies in the last one, telling them that they need to remind policyholders that this is a huge issue, because the cost of materials, the cost of getting skilled labour, and there's a concrete levy as well, all of that has meant that if you need to get work done on a house, it's going to cost you a absolute fortune.
Well, let's spin off that, because I suspect there are quite a lot of people who have over the years and who are still doing it. If they want extra bedroom or if they need more space for a growing family, instead of moving, they look to build an extension. Or they might be in a house for a long time, they're thinking of moving and they think, well, you know, maybe we won't, maybe we'll just do it up. Might change the windows or we might do things to make it more environmentally friendly, even to get the house painted top to bottom. The costs of all these things have soared as well, haven't they?
They've absolutely gone through the roof, Matt, you're right. It's two things here. It's the lack of availability of skilled labour, like particularly plumbers, electricians, heating engineers, they're all singled out by the Society of Chartered Surveyors, who point out that these people are in particular short supply. You can't get them for love nor money. But you're also talking about materials. Material costs have gone up hugely in the last while. Now, it's settled down a bit, but the price of insulation, the price of timber, the price of paint, even paint, Matt, the price of paint has you know, it's settled down now, but it had gone through the roof after, you know, there was a number of things. It was COVID. There was the supply chain disruption. Just general shortage of materials. The war in Ukraine, high energy prices. All of that has affected the price of materials. So, you know, people need to be very wary of this. There is a good guide to the cost of doing work on Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland's website, SCSI.ie. But yeah, you're right, Matt. It's expensive business now, considering getting any work done.
Okay, tell us about the changes Bank of Ireland have made to fixed mortgage rates.
A good move, a surprise move there on yesterday. They cut 0.5% from all their fixed rates. Now, they have a hell of a lot of fixed rates, about 64 of them. And, you know, you can get a reduced rate if you have a very green or very environmentally friendly house, but they bring it right down. You know, if you have any sort of a building energy ratings, they'll give you...
Sorry, just to clarify.
A tiered rate, basically. Yeah.
But a fixed rate is a fixed rate. So if you're on an existing fixed rate contract, that isn't going to change.
No.
Unless you move off maybe your existing variable to take out a fixed rate mortgage with the bank, or if you're getting if you're moving from another bank to Bank of Ireland, it's only then that you'd get the advantage of the cheaper fixed rates, not if you're an existing fixed rate customer.
Unless you're coming to the end of it, Matt, you know, which is great. You know,
and then you just roll over your fixed rate, but at a different lower rate.
Yeah, and you know, and they're much floor. I mean, they have a new 1 year fixed rate, which is very low as well. It's just 3.1%. So look, it's worth asking them as well. If you're locked into a high rate, a lot of the people who fixed before the European Central Bank rates went up. So they're in a juicy position anyway. They're fine, a lot of them. So this is just, look, this is good news. It's good to see the market reacting like this ahead of the European Central Bank cutting rates next month, expected to. We've seen AIB in the last couple of weeks bringing in new lower green rates, as they call them. Avant Money cut a whole load of their rates, and they don't discriminate in terms of what sort of a house you have in terms of energy efficiency. So PTSB will have to move now. So look, that's just incredibly positive. It's good to see. We thought they were going to start slashing back on the deposit rates, but they've just closed one sort of a deposit rate and brought out a different one. The rates aren't usually different there.
They're still very low, though, aren't they?
Look, you can get they're introducing a new 18-month fixed term deposit with an annual they'll pay you 2.98%, nearly 3% a year. That isn't bad in this market, because a lot of people have money sitting in accounts that is earning nothing. You know, so
nearly 3% is better than 0%.
Yeah, if you have a few, Bob, ask them about that one, Matt.
All right, we have to leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you for being with us.
The Last Word on Today FM.